Two people have just been handed down life sentences for their roles in the murder of Angela Blackmore in August of 1995. David Hawken and Rebecca Wright Meldrum both received a non-parole period of 10 years. Ms. Blackmore was bludgeoned and stabbed 39 times in her Christchurch home while her two-year-old son slept in a nearby room. Our reporter Timothy Brown has been in court this morning and joins us now. Tēnā koe, what happened in court this morning?
Kia ora. Well, as you've said, there was a life imprisonment sentence handed down to these two people with a minimum non-parole period of 10 years. Now, that number may stand out as being on the lower side to some listeners, but that's because it was based on the law at the time of the murder in 1995, where the 10-year minimum non-parole period was considered the higher end of the tariff. Nowadays, it's a 17-year non-parole period, but that wasn't available to the judge in this case. She said there was a number of mitigating factors for both Hawken and Wright Meldrum, and that's why she's imposed the 10-year minimum non-parole period. What it does mean, however, is that they still won't be able to leave prison without the agreement of the parole board, and they could be subject to a recall at any time.
And what was the atmosphere like in the courtroom today? It's a very long process.
Yeah, it was a really somber atmosphere. There were five victim impact statements read, four read by members of Angela Blackmore's family. The sense was one of loss. This was a life robbed from a young 21-year-old mother, a mother of a two-year-old who was pregnant with her second child. She had turned her life around and she was building a future with the love of her life, Laurie Anderson. That was stolen in August 1995 when this murder was carried out for the financial gain of those involved.
Has there been any reaction from those who have now been handed their sentences, David Hawken and Rebecca Wright Meldrum?
David Hawken and Rebecca Wright Meldrum sat impassively throughout the sentencing. Wright Meldrum was wearing a surgical mask across her face. It was tough to see her expressions, but Hawken was unresponsive to any of the comments. He didn't motion when he was sentenced. They simply stood, were handed down their sentence and left the courtroom.
And the third person, if we think about the wider context of this case, the third person has already been convicted of her murder.
That's right. So Jeremy Powell was actually the break in this cold case that allowed police to hold these three people to account. He was re-interviewed by police in 2019. He confessed to the murder at that time. A year later, he pled guilty and received life imprisonment. He was the key witness, essentially, in securing the convictions of Hawken and Wright Meldrum. Wright Meldrum was a friend of Angela Blackmore. She helped Jeremy Powell gain access to her property in Wainaunui. Jeremy Powell carried out the murder and the hit was ordered by David Hawken.
Some closure after 28 years for Blackmore's family, no doubt. Thank you very much. That is Timothy Brown, our reporter, who has been in the Christchurch court this morning. And just repeating, two people, David Hawken and Rebecca Wright Meldrum, have both been handed down life sentences for their roles in her murder and received a non-parole period of 10 years.